So a letter from Ramuna D.D. Actually, it should be Ramuna Dasi. Questions about painting and drawing Krishna conscious themes. It's a very big world, the world of Krishna consciousness. There's a whole big area, the art world, which most of us are not much involved in. But Srila Prabhupada, from the very beginning, he was very interested in having beautiful pictures of Krishna and different scenes from the Bhagavatam, paintings of our acharyas. He wanted that very much. He promoted that. He took a lot of interest in the pictures for his books. So, it's not my line, so to speak. I'm not much knowledgeable about this. Prabhupada, anyway, I'll say what I can, according to my knowledge and understanding. Yathadhitam yathamati, Sutta Goswami says, I will speak according to the level of my learning and the level of my realization. Srila Prabhupada said that Krishna is never alone, but some of the pictures in BBT books show Krishna with a flute, with a peacock, cow, calf, parrot holding Govardhan, Damodar tasting butter, etc. Well, if cow's there, that's an associate. Actually, in Vrindavan, everyone's an associate. But generally, Krishna is painted with at least some what we might call human associates, transcendentally human associates. But if Prabhupada, this is 1981, that's after Prabhupada left, so can't say about that one because. But there, even in Prabhupada's books, there's, I remember in the fourth canto, there's a painting of Krishna. It's the standing on the. It's that verse of Rupa Goswami, don't go to Keshi Ghat, because Krishna is standing there, and then he'll capture your mind, and you won't be able to come back. So there's a painting like that. Well, at that time, Krishna is alone, because he plays his flute, and then all the gopis come. So at that point, he's alone. The flute's with him. Well, it's a stretch. Krishna's eating the butter. That's another famous picture. Well, it seems there's some exception is there. Generally, Krishna's with his devotees. Maybe they're just hiding outside the frame. They don't want to get caught in the butter stealing. Krishna's holding the hill, but the composition of the painting doesn't allow me to paint anyone else except a peacock or a cow. But the whole point of Govardhan Leela is that Krishna's with his devotees. That none of the devotees could stay with Krishna for very long, because Krishna would go out during the day, and then his mother and all the devotees at home would be distraught. And then when he was at home, the gopis and the cowherd boys, they couldn't be with him all. You see, they couldn't be with him all the time. But during Govardhan Leela, he could be with them all the devotees all the time. So that's one of the main points. And how Krishna was relating with devotees in all different levels of Madhurya, Vatsalya, Sakya, and Dasya all at once, which was not possible otherwise. So, reconstruct the painting. Make it in a way that Krishna is pleased. Painting means it's not artistic in the same way that we consider a great artist like, you know, Rembrandt or Van Gogh or all the, you've heard of these famous painters. 90% of your life is not wasted. This Van Gogh, he was a completely penniless in his own life. He was an insane person. He shot himself dead. He was more than 100 years ago, and now his paintings, they sell for like millions of dollars. I guess people think of it as an investment, but when there's no food, what are you going to do? Eat your $20 million Van Gogh painting. So Van Gogh was inspired by Krishna through the agency of Krishna's external energy. But devotees, when they paint for Krishna, they pray to Krishna, please manifest. That's all. Otherwise you may end up with something strange, like a few years ago, some very strange pictures. They brought out an edition of Krishna book in the West. Very strange pictures. It's definitely not inspired by Radharani. She doesn't like to see Krishna look so ugly and mutilated. So we have to pray to Krishna, please manifest yourself. It's not just a matter of artistic propensity or ability. You once said that the early paintings until 1907 have lighter tones. I never said lighter, but brighter. Tend to be brighter. I'm doing some portraits of Srila Prabhupada in charcoal and pastel. And I saw this drawing made by Jira Mataji. Some very nice charcoal paintings are done by Haripada Prabhu. You all know Haripada? He's in South India now. He did some very nice drawings of Prabhupada like that. Oh, and then she gives some link and says, is it too dark? Well, I can't really see. I didn't download it. But if you think it's too dark, it's probably too dark. You're asking if it's too dark? It probably is. Even if I download it, unless you have very good lighting and everything, it won't be an exact replica of what appears on my screen. Won't be a replica of what is on your paper. Is that right? Yeah. Question number 3. Is it okay to put miniature clay dolls representing Krishna, gopis, cowherd boys, peacocks, etc., on the Halava made Govardhan Hill during Govardhan Puja celebrations? Yes! You can put little cows and... should that hill be made... Traditionally it's made of rice. That's true, she writes. But in the West, more common to make it out of halava, or what here in Gujarat, or a lot of North India, called kshira. Prabhupada called halava what we call kshira. Maybe, I don't know. And he would make it Punjabi style, a dark, roasted style. Otherwise, halava generally in India means some other kind of sweet, isn't it? Okay, next question. Is it okay to let children play with dolls representing Lord Narasimhadev, Prahlad Maharaj characters from Krishna Leela, although they might break them, throw them, or step on them? There is a letter from Prabhupada saying that they shouldn't play with... what was that? It was asked about this, and Prabhupada said not to. We find in the Bhagavatam, For the very reason that's given here, we find in the Bhagavatam it's stated that Parikshit Maharaj, from his childhood, he would play with dolls. I don't know of Krishna. I don't know from what age. But it's not such a good idea that children, they stick the dolls in their mouth and throw them here and there. If they're old enough to be trained to respect them, that's better. Well, here's from the purport. About Parikshit Maharaj having dolls of Krishna. Parikshit Maharaj used to play with Krishna dolls in his childhood. In India, the children in good families are still given dolls of the Lord like Rama or Krishna or sometimes the demigods so that they may develop the aptitude of service to the Lord. Yeah, they have to be trained in a service attitude, not just given dolls to throw here and there, to rip apart like this. As Prabhupada states here, children play with toy lions, elephants, boars, and many similar dolls, which are broken by the children in the course of playing with them. Okay, so the next question. Sometimes when drawing Srila Prabhupada with charcoal or pastel, I used to blow on the picture to remove extra charcoal dust. Should I use some small ventilator instead? Because you're not supposed to blow on something, right? Some spittle will come out. Yeah, you could do that. Use a little electric ventilator, I suppose, or a hand fan and dry it off, or something like that. That's a good suggestion. The traditional doll makers in Bengal is still, that's going on. Here also, just had Ganesh Puja here. So that particular caste, they make dolls. Right, not exactly, well, so I don't know what they do. They probably would, I don't know if they blow or whatever they do, but they wouldn't need to, would they? They just put paint and leave it like that. They don't have to blow it. Yeah, it's going on by tradition. They make, now that's all, must be finished for Durga, but that's a big one of the, well, that's the biggest time of year in Bengal, in Durga Puja, which is tomorrow, isn't it? Or is it today? Today. Durga Puja. It's a few more days. Huh? 3 days are in. Today's Mahatma Gandhi's birthday. Oh, Durga Puja. That's a huge festival in Bengal. It used to be a home celebration, and then about 150 years ago, some sadhu of sorts made it a public celebration. It's become a huge thing. So, has anyone been in Bengal at this season? Yourself? Yeah, it's in Calcutta, all over, but especially Calcutta, they have all kinds of different, just amazing pandals and arrangements, and their local areas, they compete with each other, who can have the best. Different kinds of dioramas, and often they have, along with Durga, they have Rama, Krishna, and all kinds of things.
But Osama bin Laden, hmm? In place of Asura, they put Osama bin Laden, a terrorist.
They put Osama bin Laden
in
place of Mahishasur, who's Mahisha Mardini Durga. The demon. Sometimes they used to put, maybe the during the communist time, they put the American president, is it? So those, the point that Prabhupada made about this, that the doll makers, you see, their children learn with them from an early age. In Vala Vidyanagar, was it, I think? No, in Baroda, the Bengali Kabalte, Joe. Putel Banate. What's that caste? You don't know. There's some. Are they Pals? No, they're not Pals. Anyway, the man was there. He was making these, like, these dioramas for our temple. And his son was there also, about 8 years old, and he was helping him. And that way they learn. From the beginning, they learn. So Prabhupada made the point, what is the point of sending them to school? What they need to do, they learn from their father, as their father learned from his father, and then they have their living fixed up. It's just like they have these reservations in the government departments, but the people who are going to clean, be the sweepers, and they have their job already fixed up. And sometimes they protest if someone else wants to sweep the street. No, that's our job. So they already have their street sweeping job reserved, and then they want to get a reservation to be a doctor or something. Anyway, I'm saying this, Prabhupada used to speak about these things also, because Srila Prabhupada had some idea how to make society more sane. Okay, Hare Krishna. That's all I'm going to say today. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.